Good morning. This is your branch president, Kenny Hodge, with a quick update, particularly addressing the newly converted MHAs in the Columbus Post Office. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling myself with a little music this morning as I get mentally prepared to go to work myself. But three quick points I want to make. Number one, newly converted MHAs, if you served a 360-day period prior to being converted, listen to me very carefully, you do not have another probationary period. Now, the other day, I was kind of caught off guard, and I said I wanted to get back and check it because the question was, did you have to have one period or two periods? One or two 360-day periods. Well, listen to me very carefully. As per your national agreement, Article 12.1, Paragraph E, it says, one, please read it. So when management tells you you are on probation, you can respectfully say to them that you're not and tell them why, because they're not familiar with your contract. Next thing I want to talk to you about is your military leave. Yes, as a regular, you are entitled to military leave. There's one or two employees in there that I'm currently addressing that with. And I have the information coming right out of the Elm that says you are eligible. And when I say the Elm, I'm sorry, that's the Employee Labor Relations Manual. And last but not least, make sure you see your supervisor and go ahead and initiate your clothing allowance. So a quick recap. Number one, let's make sure you're not put on probation if you served one 360-day period. Number two, let's make sure if we are active military, reserve, and you just got converted to regular, that your records are updated so you get your military leave. And last but not least, let's make sure you see your supervisor and sign up for your clothing allowance. Hey, have a great day as I prepare to go to work myself.